One of the best things about summertime is some of the food. Okay.
Some of the food, not all of it.
Okay. Yeah, all of it. Okay.
Which food doesn't make the cut? I'm speaking of
cool summer eats, our summertime recipes. I'm super excited about them this year. We've added a couple of new ones, like ice cream cake. Ice cream sandwich cake. It's a frozen cake.
Okay.
Things.
You make a cake out of ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah, you put them in the bottom of
that's
a.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, wait, this is one that you make at home. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you don't order it at a restaurant. These are recipes, Murphy. Cool summer eats are recipes that you can make at home.
When I think about, you know, ice cream cakes, I think Baskin Robbins or someplace that pre-makes them, you know?
Do you want me to tell you how to make ice cream sandwich cake right now? Do you want to just go there? Because it's on our website.
Yeah.
Ice cream sandwich cake. You take ice cream sandwiches, you unwrap them all, you put them in a like 9x13 dish, okay? You put a layer of whipped topping, you do hot fudge topping and caramel topping. And you keep layering. You do another layer of ice cream sandwiches, whipped topping, the same thing. You stick it in, and you sprinkle with pecans on top. Mm-hmm. You end with, oh, you don't like pecans.
I don't need nuts to screw this up.
You cover it, and you stick it in the freezer for at least 30 minutes before serving. Wow. Boom. Mm. It's an ice cream sandwich cake, right?
Yeah.
That recipe is part of our cool summer eats. So is homemade lemonade, 3-ingredient lemonade. I'm such a fan of that. I used to make that. In the kitchen, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And the girls would
sell it.
I was in the kitchen busting it, making that stuff, and they took all the cash. And we lived on a corner then.
Yeah.
They made money with that. We even have a, as part of our Cool Summer Eats, homemade Caesar dressing recipe.
That sounds good.
And with anchovies?
With the anchovy fillets. That's right. So check it all out. We're really proud of it on our website.
It's not a real Caesar dressing if you don't have anchovies anchovies in it. Sam.
Yeah,
you know
at
that?
Least chopped up. Like, I don't want that thing swimming on my salad.
Well, I think most people, the thing is, most Caesar dressing, unless you read the ingredients, you don't know. If it's done, I say right. I like anchovies.
If
so I don't
it
mind
tastes strong, it's in there.
Yeah.
Right.
Jody, got some comments as well about For My Girls. I guess I like to call it your top 10 list for your daughters.
Yeah, Taylor and Phoebe, I gave it to
graduation
them.
Graduation advice?
It's just life advice.
Susan says, love this. Such great advice, especially for young women.
Thank you, Susan.
Naisha says, love this. I'm taking notes.
Yay.
And Mary says, I was hoping you would post this. I heard it on the show and thought it was fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. It's all there. The recipes to MurphySamAndJody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, I'm going to tell you about the SUV that can turn into a truck. I don't know if all dudes have, or men or women, I guess, have this sort of dilemma, but I know Murphy has had it, and that's
what?
SUV or truck. SUV or truck, right?
Yeah.
You've always...
I like both. You know, I have been on the SUV side of things for a long time now, and I do like it. And there are some great-looking trucks on the road today, too.
Dude, there really are.
Yes.
I was parked next to one the other day when I went to yoga, Murph, and almost took a picture of it and sent you, because it's like, look, it's a back seat. It's a lot of room, but you still get the cab.
Yeah.
Which I certainly grew up with. You know, men in trucks everywhere.
Well, and you know, I mean, so many, all the major automakers are packaging up trucks now in a way where you actually have the luxury lines, too. You know, you can pay as much for a pickup as you can for a full-blown SUV.
God, my dad would have loved the truck of today. You said that, and I just realized that, because my dad's trucks were always just an old truck.
Yeah.
A beat-up, beautiful thing.
But he had a bench seat, right? So she could sit right next to him, huh?
Right. That's her, of course. Or his little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so Audi has an SUV now, which is weird, that because you're thinking Audi, but they have an SUV that can, like, turn into a truck in, like, 10, 20 seconds.
Like a transformer?
Kind of like that. It uses these reality glasses, augmented reality glasses, and shows you virtual controls, and there's screens all over the place. And it's a publicity stunt, the whole turning it into a truck thing.
Okay.
But they're doing the whole thing to show you that the technology will be available in cars to change things in cars with a touch of a button. To your liking. So apparently, Google it, look it up. It's called the Active Sphere. It's an Audi Active Sphere electric SUV.
Okay.
It's one of those, it's a publicity stunt, but they're showing you new auto technology.
That's cool. It's a great way to do it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. It looks like the hatchback of the SUV, mm-hmm. when you push the button, it goes over the roof. It slides up over the roof, leaving you an open back.
The bed.
So it doesn't look like a traditional truck.
Mm-mm.
It just opens up the cargo hatch.
Cool-looking SUV, truthfully.
Also, the steering wheel folds away when you're parked, which is also a future of technology.
Oh, wow.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Sherwin-Williams.
One of the most, I guess, sought after or looked at women in the world, Kim Kardashian, has been doing some press lately and some podcasts and some Q&A, and it's pretty interesting what she's answering.
Is she ramping up for what?
American Horror Story. She's in next one. And she's been taking acting classes for it because she knows that she's a reality star, not an actress.
That's interesting.
Smart. It's actually very, very smart.
She's all about continuing education, right? She just became a lawyer. She got her law degree, didn't she?
Or was she just passed the test? Yet? I think she passed the test. Yeah. And I don't know the legalities of that. Okay, so quickly, do you guys want to know what she wants in a man? The question was, what are you looking for in a man? She says, number one, protect me. Mm. Yes. Number two, fight for me. Yes. Good answer. Number three, good hygiene. She said that's a given, and you could almost take that off of her list. She likes calm. Yes. And she says, no heavy baggage. I have enough.
Wow.
But the funny part of what she's looking for in a man, when she got more specific, is that she needs good teeth. She said good teeth are one of her biggest turn-ons.
Not her teeth, but her.
No, the dude has to have good teeth.
And she says that's a turn-on?
It's a turn-on if they've got good teeth.
Okay.
Some cute, funny answers.
What about Kanye? Did he have good teeth?
I don't know. We could Google it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam has music news.
Let you know why Kelly Clarkson is calling it quits in Hollywood.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Well, looks like Kelly Clarkson's packing up her show and moving to New York City. It's been a West Coast show, but she said she broke it to the staff that, you know what, I can keep jumping through hurdles and all kinds of stuff out here, or we can move to the East Coast. My family's on the East Coast. I want the kids to have a new start over there, away from here. She said we could also take it up to the ranch, but she said that's a lot of logistical problems to do the show from a ranch. Plus you got to fly the stars into Montana to do that.
There's always plenty of people to jump in on a show in New York. It's a smart move.
That's going to take place this fall. The first new shows of the new season in the fall, those will all be in New York, and I'm sure she'll make a big deal out of it.
Yeah,
first
as she
week
should.
With all kind of big folks. This is kind of cool. I don't know if you knew this, but before the Grammys every year, Clive Davis has the big pre-Grammy party.
I've heard about
all the stars come.
Yes.
They've decided, Clive has and some directors, hey, why don't we put this all down on film? So they're putting a movie together called The Greatest Party Ever. In fact, he even had a Memorial Day party this past weekend, and he showed a 12-minute trailer. Everybody lost it crying when Whitney Houston was on.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So this is a documentary movie. Documentary
movie.
Parties?
Yeah, it's going to be the 50 years, like different performances from over the past 50 years, because that's how long this has been going on.
Right.
Not that. What is that? 73.
Woo! That's a long time.
It's called The Greatest Party Ever. Don't have a date yet for when it's going to come out, so they're still working on it.
I want to see the other party stuff too. The crowd, the food, the spread, the drinks.
Especially the stuff from the 70s. Hey, disco! And you know how all the musical acts are selling their catalogs for big money? I think Springsteen's was $500 million.
Yeah.
We may have a new record setter coming, and that's the Queen catalog. Talk among the insiders is that they're looking at $1.1 billion for their catalog.
Goodness.
Universal
really?
Music and a couple others are shopping around for it. And then Brian May says that'll be divvied up one quarter each for all the folks in the band. You know, Freddie Mercury's trust getting it.
Good.
But then Brian May, Roger Taylor, and John Deacon each get their third.
That is unreal for four people. Well, for four.
$1 billion.
Split.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, hundreds of thousands of Americans are being dropped from Medicaid. And if you are not sure if someone in your family is about to be dropped, open the mail. A lot of states, 19 to be exact, are not expanding their Medicaid programs. During the pandemic, states weren't allowed to remove recipients. But now it's been officially like, hey, this is over.
Got the all clear.
Some of them have been dropped. Coverage has been dropped. So check your mail. A lot of residents were finding out the hard way by the end of March.
Right.
Number two, the National Spelling Bee reveals how they pick those really tough words for competition.
Erysipelas. E-R-Y-S-I-P-E-L.
I can't take it.
Yeah, please.
It's a panel of experts, including five former spelling bee champions. They study the origin of the word, how it's used in a sentence. They don't want words that sound too much alike. It's a very thorough thing. The official list is not ready until like 2 days before the event. Okay. And by the way, quarterfinals are back on tonight on the ION Network.
Spell quarterfinal.
And number three, Al Pacino is expecting his fourth child.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago,
with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's 82 years old. His girlfriend is 29. She is 8 months pregnant, and everybody's loving that story.
Three things for you to know today.
It is Keep the Wow Wednesday, powered by Sherwin-Williams. Keep the Wow is Jody's motto.
Yes, it's about keeping with you your positive self-talk. You know, things when things have gone right for you, keep that. Let that be your inner dialogue and not the negative stuff.
Yeah.
My Keep the Wow for today is about last week when we were at that award thing after the speech where I was feeling so vulnerable. And I know we touched on this, but I'm going to just briefly re-explain that I had sent notes. There were going to be notes on a teleprompter for what I was saying, so I didn't worry about it. I showed up, and then I couldn't see it very well. The lights were very bright, and I couldn't see it. My contacts were wonky. And so in the moment, I had to wing it. Oh, and I didn't want to wing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up just doing something very, very vulnerable and real and sincere and all of that. And I hope that we'll get a recording of it. And when we do, we'll share it.
I think we will at some point. Yeah.
We'll share it when we do. But the ending, you guys remember the ending of my speech? I talked about the little girl I used to be.
Oh, yeah.
And how she used to be no self-esteem and that she still shows up sometimes. But not tonight. Like, not just that, but when she shows up, what do I say? Not today. Not today when she shows up. But anyway, so that was me. I was shaking when I finished because I thought, was it good? Was it what I meant to say? Because I couldn't read it. So it was very, I don't know, I was feeling insecure.
Yeah, but you were great.
The women in the room, the women, like I've always said too, it's like women are your support system in life for other women. I've run into some who aren't. You know, and those I've learned to push out of my life. But
well, that's anything, you know.
It's true. But so many of the women there were just so wonderful about it and came up to me and spoke to me about it. And it was just like another big moment. It was so special to me. It meant the world. So if you ever see somebody do something and it touched you or moved you in some way, let them know. It means a lot.
I always do that. Mm-hmm. You know, even like the performances at the girls, you know, schools. Other students that have just like really impressed me or something, I will walk up and congratulate them. And they're like, who's this guy?
Yeah, they're like, who's this guy?
But I do think that it's really important. So, and I'm glad.
You don't know how they were feeling in the moment. They could have been really nervous.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 7:50. And coming up next, Sam's the food dude.
Dolly Parton in the party supply business. That's coming up.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Before we get to the munchies part, I want to tell you about Dolly Parton releasing a new party supply line. These are eco-friendly, disposable party supplies.
Excellent.
Plates, napkins, all kinds of stuff. Like the Blossoming Beauty line, which has plates, napkins, and single-use wooden cutlery.
Oh.
There's a Celebrate Floral line of those. What Would Dolly Do? There's a line of those. These are the ones I like, though. By the way, there's cake toppers and tablecloths and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
But she also is selling a coaster collection, and on the coasters, different sayings. One of them is, in a world of Jolene's, be a Dolly.
Yeah.
And I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's cute.
But what's the line called? It's not Dolly Parties or Pardons?
It just says Dolly's got a line. Right now, they're on Amazon, and pretty soon they'll be in stores as well.
So cute.
Just put
so
Dolly
fun.
Party supplies, and you can't miss it. Idahoan mashed potatoes. They're now putting the Hidden Valley Ranch in the mix.
Oh, nice.
Instead of you having to add it afterwards.
Yeah. I never added it, but...
Well, you know, it spices things up.
Ranch.
Tostitos has a new chip. And they're in the shape of stars.
Oh, cute. Well, until they break the chips.
Well, yeah.
That's cute,
star
though.
Star chips.
Sounds like me.
So that's like a July 4th celebration kind of thing.
Yeah, they're called summer stars.
Okay.
I love it.
So that's cool. Nature Valley, granola bars. Well, they are going to get into savory granola bars now.
Oh.
Everything bagel, white cheddar, and smoky barbecue.
You know what? That's
smart. Sounds good.
That is, it's surprising that that hasn't happened before now. That will be good.
Apparently, the way it works is they've used sugar for binders for the other ones, and they're not going to do those for this, so I don't know how they're holding them together.
Salt. Sugar, salt, sweet, savory.
It's probably the kind of thing you don't want to ask, right?
No. Just
whatever's
eat it.
Binding it together.
You can read it on the box.
It's good for you. Cracker Barrel. This is kind of cool. Take-home meals. They're getting into that business.
What?
$5 take-home meals. You take them, they're chilled, you take them home, and you heat and eat. Meatloaf and mac and cheese, smoky grilled chicken and mashed potatoes, and home-style chicken and mac and cheese.
And where, they're selling these in the grocery store? Or
at Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
The store. Here's the catch, though. You have to order an entree before they let you buy some of these as well to take home.
Oh, okay.
I have a feeling that'll go away soon, I'm sure.
We'll see. Yeah. It might work.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
We all know that Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is full underway. And it is, what, 3.5-4 hours at least? And it's a big extravaganza. Some fans are reporting something called concert amnesia. And researchers say it's a real thing. Okay?
Well, you can't remember certain parts?
Multiple reports of many fans saying they literally can't recall much after spending the 3 or 4 hours there.
And is that because it's so long?
No. The reason being, emotions are at such a high pitch. Neuroscientists say it's exhausting for the brain. You've waited for this for years. You're finally there. And everything's such a high quality to you. Nothing stands out.
Wow.
So afterward, you can't remember it. So what to do? How do you prevent concert amnesia? Lower your expectations.
How do you do that, though, with Taylor Swift?
You tell yourself that you want to remember this later. And it doesn't mean recording it on your phone, but just calm yourself and say, I want to remember it later.
You go with Sam.
Oh.
It's not going to be all right, you know.
That's true.
It's only 3 hours. Don't worry about it.
See, I don't want to go with you for that.
Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is a really easy and free way to catch up on anything that you might miss. Just subscribe today. Google Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Murphy, you know this already. And if not, as a reminder, we're having company next week. We're having a house full of people next week.
Mm-hmm. For?
Well, my cousins are coming. You know, the group of family that comes and stays with us for Christmas every year. The adults and the kids.
So they're a little early this year.
They're coming during the summertime, early summer, to visit Papa and spend a little time with our grandfather, my Papa, who's 94, and he's had some challenges lately. And so they're coming. They're all going to land. I don't know if it's all at one time or they're going to stagger it because they don't know yet, you know, life and schedules. But when I talked to Candace the other day, you were on the phone with me. We were in the car.
Your cousin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about when she's coming and making sure it's okay. And like, of course, you're always welcome. You're always welcome. And then when we hung up, I'm like, and she was like, you don't have to host. You know, you're working. You don't have to do anything. That's an impossibility for me. When there are people in my home, I have to host.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook. I'm going to clean up. I'm going to have fresh flowers. Like,
you go in host mode.
I don't know how to not do it.
I don't think that's you, though. I mean, if somebody stayed at my house, even though I don't want to do it, I would still have to roll out the red carpet and, you know, do stuff.
Do you have guests often?
Define guests. No,
guest.
Not really, no.
Okay.
I've had a few over the years, and yeah, I fix the food. I make sure everything's clean, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be working, so we'll be here early in the morning, so maybe I'll put something in a slow cooker, like a breakfast thing, so that when they wake up, ta-da. Yeah. And when they wake up, I'll want the coffee station already. Like, that is going to be my life next week because I can't not host.
Yeah.
What about you, Murph?
I'm definitely about keeping the house clean, but I do think that your cousins absolutely would be comfortable knowing that you're working with you not having to be Christmas mode, Jody. You know what I mean?
Right. It's not really Christmas.
I think that they will get that. So to me, I guess I don't sweat that part as much. I want there to be food and things for them to eat.
Oh, there will be.
Having the place to be clean, but you know what I mean? I think the expectations are different.
Are there any unfinished projects you need to finish up this week?
Well, there's a pretty big one in the backyard.
We're the deck?
Deck demolished.
Close the curtains.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, not saying it's going to affect your packages, not now, but there's a group of Amazon workers staging a walkout today over company concerns. Oh. 1,800 Amazon employees plan to walk off the job, calling for more flexibility with remote work. This is happening at the company's Seattle headquarters.
Gotcha.
They were told to get back in the office at least 3 days a week, and they're not loving it so much. So maybe it will affect your packages, maybe not.
Okay.
Number two, Netflix says that price thing that they're going to charge you for password sharing is about to take place. Starting in June, which is, what, tomorrow?
Yeah.
They're going to limit accounts to within a single household. You know, if somebody's trying to log in outside, you're going to have to shell out $8 a month more
you see,
for them to do it.
Blockbuster razzed them on Twitter.
Okay, well.
You know, we used to let people share the videotapes.
Yeah, and the key word being
videotapes.
Used to. And number three. The series finale for Ted Lasso is tonight.
Yeah.
Apple TV. It's there now.
Actually. It's on now.
I say tonight, but it's there.
Don't tell me about it yet.
I know nothing about it. The word is it's the final season, the last one, but there's still talk about at least one spinoff if you're a big fan.
Oh, really? Three things to know today.
Sometimes you learn things the hard way. In fact, that's the best way to learn things. Boy, it's the way it sticks.
It's not the fun way to learn things.
No.
Yes,
no.
It's the way to learn them, unfortunately.
That's why it sticks. Because it was no fun, and you don't want to repeat that. Okay, so our black lab Edie dog, who's a little cuckoo. Mm-hmm. You know how people can be crazy?
She's the one that follows Murphy everywhere, right?
Dogs can be crazy, too.
She's a sweetheart, but she's definitely touched not the brightest thing there is, you know.
Not at all.
And you know what? I think it's a pretty peaceful existence, clearly, because she just is, you know, dumb as can be, but keeps wagging her tail. She's happy.
Unless a loud noise happens, and then she's upset
for several
hours. But anyway, so she was chewing on a towel. She had it between her paws the other day. Our crazy new dog, Hazel, had taken it out of the laundry room, and Edie found it and was, like, literally sucking on it like a Nunu or something. Aww. It was kind of cute. I remember I told you, like, look.
Oh, yeah. She's so like, look how sweet this is. She's got it between her paws.
And it looked like a little Nunu.
And then, you know, later in the afternoon, Taylor walked up, Edie! And I said, no, but I know Taylor normally we'd take it away, but she's had it all day.
It's just too cute.
We're letting her have this rag today. Not a problem.
She's that kind of dog. She needs some sort of comfort object. That's why we throw toys down for her all the time, because she has to have something to make her feel secure.
Comfort objects, though, are better when they can't be destroyed.
Yes. So, fast forward, overnight, she messes in her crate, which is super upsetting for her and everyone involved. And Murphy's like, I don't understand what's going on. What's going on with her that this happened?
This has been a good 24 hours. I mean, I just thought she was sick. She was actually sick last week while we were gone for a little while. The girls had issues taking care of her.
Yeah.
But Jody said, well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she chewed on, swallowed that rag. Maybe that upset her stomach. Okay, maybe.
Just dawned on me that maybe she had ingested some of it.
So I went and was going to clean up said mess, which apparently was easy to clean because the rag was built into it, if you know what I mean.
So sad.
Right?
It's a lesson. We tell you this story so you know not to give them sweet little Nunus.
Right. It was identifiable. It was quite identifiable.
So did you pick it up and throw it in the washing machine?
No, it disappeared completely.
He gets rid of it for me to handle later.
Exactly.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Coming up next, though, I'll tell you which college majors will make you the most money when you graduate. What college majors make the most money when you graduate college? But before we list them out and tell you, for the kids listening, younger people listening, or anybody who's interested in this, I just want to say, just because these things, you know, I'll give you a list of like three, it doesn't mean you need to go into that if that's not your jam.
Yeah.
You know, because then you'd be unhappy.
Yes.
And you know what you choose to do with your life has a huge impact on how happy you are, what you end up doing on the daily. Everybody has to work. You're not going to get away from that. You've got to do something with your life, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to pay bills. But you need to find, and it needs to be something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
That's your jam.
And it's tough enough to find something rewarding once you're looking anyway. I mean, a lot of people are in situations where they're earning a living, not necessarily in their favorite line of work. You know?
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's why they say, you know, it's okay to change and always be trying to find yourself. All right, so the top majors that make the most money, they're all STEM, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Those big four, you go into those careers, boom, you're making six figures in the first 2 or 3 years.
Any
out
kind of
college.
Engineer and like computer programming, computer
right.
science. Yeah.
Yeah. But if I'm saying that and you're hearing it and you're like, oh, that's not me, that's okay. It doesn't mean you can't have a beautiful life. Just wanted to throw that out.
It also doesn't mean that once you get to college, if you haven't started yet, that won't appeal to you.
Right.
I mean, you may take a course in math just because you need an elective and go, wow, this is pretty good. I think I'll lean towards this more.
Right. Do you know, we have a friend, Murphy, and I had this conversation with her, and it's something I never knew. And we were talking at a party, and you were on the other side of the room, so I don't think you heard this conversation. Our friend, Rusty, who was going to medical school. Her parents wanted her to be a pediatrician, and she was almost done. And she was like, this is not for me.
And
she changed her mind and her major, and she probably upset her family greatly. But she actually likes what she does today, which I couldn't tell you what it is. But it's kind of like mapping and drafting and things like that. That's sort of what she does, right? I know she's not a pediatrician.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
The series finale of HBO's Succession scored its best ratings ever.
It's like if Santa Claus was a hitman.
2.9 million people tuned in on Sunday to wrap this show up. Aren't you binging it, Sam?
I was there wrapping it up, too.
Oh, you're caught up.
I caught up the day before. I watched the last two episodes before the finale on
Saturday.
That's how
you rocked your weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Party weekend.
That's actually a lot of, grubbing and greed to watch that one.
It's not a happy show.
Here's the funny thing about that finale. The T-shirt that Roman wore in that episode, or the last few, the light blue striped T-shirt on the finale.
Yeah.
It's Roman's cheap T-shirt was trending, and fans found out that it was sold at Walmart.
Oh, really?
And they sold out from the kids section. It's a $13 shirt from Walmart, and you can't find it now.
The kids section? Kieran wears a kid shirt? Well, he is tiny.
Kieran Culkin is the guy who played Roman, correct?
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you want that shirt, it's too bad because it's sold out.
That's odd that he would shop at Walmart because that's way below
his
money level.
He doesn't shop at Walmart. Remember, this isn't real. HBO shopped at Walmart for him.
I have a personal question for you, Murphy and Jody.
What's that?
I forgot to ask you about this after our recent trip. Did you have the little water hose next to your toilet in the bathroom?
We did.
Did you use it?
No. I did not.
Because, you know, usually bidets, I've never used a bidet. I've always wanted to try one. But bidets, it's usually built into the toilet.
Yeah, it's not a side gadget.
Right. And when I saw the side hose, I'm thinking, is this supposed to be used as a bidet or not used as a bidet? You know?
Of course it's supposed to be used if one wants to.
Okay, so I...
You did.
I didn't use it on myself.
What did you... Then who did you use it on?
I squirted it. There were these gnats in the room. No, I wanted to see how strong it was or what it did.
Sure.
Okay.
Because... I thought bidets were like a stream of water that
No,
cleans
it's
things.
More like a little...
It's a spray?
It's a little sprinkle.
A shower?
It's a nice little sprinkle in my experience.
Because this thing was like the little thing you have on the sink in your kitchen.
Was it strong?
Oh, was it a...
Yeah.
Was it really?
Because I put it over the bowl, just squirted it into the bowl to see what it did, and it was like... Whoosh!
Well, maybe
and
that's...
I don't know if I wanted that, you know, squirting on me.
So is that really the purpose then of that thing? If it's not really a bidet, is it really for something else?
This is... Here's proof we stayed at a bougie hotel
I'm just saying it could have maybe it was used for for the cleaning crew or something
the only time I've ever used that in the past, and it was the light sprinkle.
You actually used one?
The only time I used it in the past was a light sprinkle. It was a very upscale hotel long ago, years ago, Murphy, where you and I stayed. And it was like, wow, let me figure this out. And it was just light. That could have been it. The water pressure was light, or that one was just wonky. Yeah. I don't know.
Did it work?
Yeah.
These in Europe, this is nothing unusual.
Oh,
I don't think.
No,
you know what I mean? It's not
for us.
Just because we don't see them in hotels here, I think, you know, if you do European travel, it's pretty common.
Well, supposedly, it's more hygienic, and it also you don't use all the paper, you know, that you use,
right,
like we use.
Maybe we should Google and make sure, though, that this was actually not just a hose for cleaning purposes on the side. You know
who
what I'm saying?
Who wants to make that?
Hi, I stayed there recently, and there was a hose next to the toilet.
What do you use it for?
See, you guys are ready to make the call now.